How about you, America? Kate Delaney. America Tonight. If you've just tuned in for the first time, welcome to the show. You always have a say. I don't care if you're right of right or left of left or somewhere in between or just frustrated with all the nonsense that's going on in the summer of serious investigations on the Hill. It's ridiculous. It's our money being pumped into these committee hearings and House oversight drillings and all of that. But how do you get to the bottom of anything in Washington? If you don't drill deep, you never will. So, ironically, my hero is actually Daryl Issa, the congressman from California. Hey, what do you think about Eric Holder and the position he's in now? He's got a lot of pressure from even Democrats to resign because they don't like the fact that he's looking politically inept and making the Democrats look bad. So perhaps he finally decides he's going to write that note and slip it to his boss and step aside. Seems as though Obama always has his back. So does that continue, or do things flip thanks to aggressively going after some reporters from the Associated Press? I don't know, when you're combing through 1,000 records of reporters and editors trying desperately to find leaks, they're on this leak hunt and saying the subpoenas back it up because this is dangerous to the citizens of the United States. You mess with the press, and then eventually it's going to blow back on you still. 855-266-5283, by the way, if you want to throw in on that. Bradley Manning, the private, the Army private, who dumped all those documents on Julian Assange and WikiLeaks like it was Christmas Day, now may pay the ultimate price with his life in prison. His court-martial starts earlier on Monday, early in the morning. How long that goes, I don't know that it's going to go that long. They have a mountain of evidence against him. His defense attorney is going to have to really come up with a rabbit out of the hat, and I don't think he's found one. To me, the real crime in this whole thing is the fact that Julian Assange pressed, and WikiLeaks got what it wanted, and then, poof, who gets dumped on? But the young, naive Army private who thought, well, if I just throw all these documents out there, hey, let America see what's really going on. Let's get all these State Department cables. Let's out a few people and let's shove it out there. He had no idea what he was doing, I believe, and what price he was going to pay for it. So I think it's life in prison. He's not even 25 years old. Some say that's wrong because really he should be hailed as a hero. That's Julian Assange's take. But do you think he's a hero because he dumped out a bunch of secret documents? I don't know. When you decide you're going to go to the Army and you know there's classified stuff, I'll call it, don't you kind of agree to keep classified material classified? So there is two different sides to leaks. In the case of Holder pouring through reporters' phone records, including their mother's, their home records, their cell phones, and everything else, I say for shame, because if a source tells a reporter something, fair game, baby. We live in a free country with a free press, thank goodness. You don't want a press that's state-run, where the information is fed to them and there's a gatekeeper. Already it's very tough to crack open some of these big stories that are just sitting out there. You have to have the source. You have to have two sources, really. At least you did in the old days. I guess we live in the world of blogging. You can make things up. But any legitimate journalist has to have a couple of sources. Some of those sources are starting to dry up. That's not good. In the case of the private, it's different because he was there taking that oath not to dump records. Why do you do that if you're wearing the uniform? Different thing if he's out of the military, has evidence that he wants to share, and he decides he's the secret source. But he wasn't a secret source. He was the naive puppet of Julian Assange, who doesn't pay the price that ultimately this kid is going to have to pay. And that is the crime in all of that. As much as we've been talking about tornadoes and hurricanes, and we are in hurricane season, by the way, right now, I just read some statistics the other day that said, actually, we're at an all-time low. And I thought, an all-time low? Compared to what? The early 1900s? Especially when it comes to tornadoes, because we've just seen Oklahoma City's suburbs get ripped in half. The very sad story comes out of the weekend that Friday's tornado in Oklahoma City suburb took the lives of three storm chasers who were pretty well known. Tim Samaras and his son, along with another storm chaser, they were all part of a team together. They'd been featured many times on the Discovery Channel in a thing called Storm Chasers, were all killed. Carl Young and Paul Samaras is Tim's son. So the family's still kind of grappling with that. I guess they figured they knew what they were doing. They read these storms for such a long time. In fact, Tim Samaras founded something called TwistTex, short for the Tactical Weather Instrumented Sampling in Tornadoes Experiment. They were researching the twisters in hopes of trying to come up with some more exact times for warnings, but they must have gotten too close to this or not gauged the storm correctly. And he was known as a guy who thought some other people got way too close, and he didn't really put himself in danger, and putting his son in danger, I wouldn't think, at all. So I'd have to believe that there was, he was trying to make it make sense. I'd have to believe that they had a very strange thing happen with this tornado and didn't think they were getting too close. They had strong winds in that one. It was in El Reno, Oklahoma. They had strong winds, extreme hail, softball size hail, lots of damage to the roads, and who knows, you know, how the storm jumped around on them, but they got too close. The tornado threw their truck, they say, 200 yards into a field. An anchor and meteorologist for the Weather Channel said the storm was just unpredictable. I mean, just absolutely, there was no way you could look at it and kind of realize where it was going. So these are storm spotter types that are out there. And these were guys that were storm chasers, as I said, on the Discovery Channel for 5 years. They were in and out of that. You would see them if you tuned in. And very sad for their families. But it's a good time to remind people who are definitely amateurs of chasing down these funnel clouds to be incredibly careful, and you might want to think about staying home. First, you go through Moore, Oklahoma, just a couple of weeks ago with the EF5. This storm was an EF3, they say, but you're not going to win that war against the funnel cloud when you get yourself that close. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, a lot of things shaking in the world of sports. We're going to take you to the Zamboni ride around a couple of different rinks. Some great hockey action going on, but hoop and some other stuff, too. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And up ice, here's Ferentz. Over the line, right side to Horton. Krejci in the high slot. Hits drive, score! David Krejci had his shot break through the pads of Okun for a 1-0 first period lead. Under pressure from Horton on the right wing. Horton able to keep it alive. Steve Krejci, great shot on a save, Okun. The rebound, loose, score! David Krejci put home his own rebound. He has both goals tonight. And it's 2-0 Bruins.
Ferentz will backhand it around his own net. Boychuk with it up ahead of Kelly with 5 seconds. Kelly will skate it out to the red line. He'll flip it down ice. And it's the first career playoff shutout for Tuukka Rask as the Bruins take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals with a 3-0 win in Pittsburgh.
Hibbert waves the puck across the rink to Keith. Hibbert pays at center ice. The host over the King line right wing. Cuts back into the high slot. Drop pass to Hibbert. And Brody scores! From a line, Shark fires a shot.
Eastern Conference showdown. First, Chicago knocking off L.A. 4-2, and you heard there the call. A 2-0 lead on the Kings. Wow, what happened to Los Angeles and their netminder, Mr. Quick, not so quick in this last one. So then, of course, what ultimately has happened is Chicago has gotten some great goaltending, but that doesn't tell the whole story. You know, you mix in power play, you mix in not changes that sometimes don't happen, I think, quickly enough. It's all about that timing off and on the ice. And Matt's a big Los Angeles Kings fan. And Matt, I'm surprised they're in the hole. I figured they would probably maybe split the first two games anyway.
Well, that first game really hurt them a lot because they got the first goal, they were rolling, and then just had a horrible second period. A lot of penalties, a lot of bad defense, ended up losing all the momentum in that game. And then, also at the end of the game, lost Mike Richards, who's one of their top three players and the former Flyer, as you well know.
Yeah.
And he didn't play at all. He warmed up today and then couldn't go. They said that he was feeling still effects. I don't know if it's a concussion or what it is, but still feeling effects and wasn't able to suit up today. So that hurt him. And they're definitely in the meat grinder right now because they're down 2-0 to a really highly powered offensive Chicago Blackhawks team. But the Kings have been playing really well at home, so they gotta sweep at home for sure to even have a shot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got to roll. That's it. You're right, to change it. And they can. I mean, it's not uncommon, even though when it looks like you're really down, if they can turn the next one around, especially, that is so key. They have to get that next one, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. And then over in the Eastern Conference, I mean, I don't think
Bruins.
Anybody would have picked the Bruins to shut out Pittsburgh.
No.
On Pittsburgh's home ice, too. So that was very surprising.
No, if you listen to even the so-called, well, they're not so-called, the analysts, the people who played the game, who are part of, like, NBC's crew and whatnot, everybody's saying, no, Pittsburgh, the best team, they're the best team in this. But, boy, Boston, maybe that helped them. They were undeterred. They scored right out of the gate. They ended up with two goals in the third period, and then the shutout, as you say, 3-0. Crazy.
And you saw, I think, what happened is Pittsburgh was frustrated that entire game. And I think it was the end of the second period. The emotion, the frustration just boiled over. You had Sidney Crosby going at Tuukka Rask, the Boston goalie, and mouthing off to him. And then Zdeno Chara got involved with Crosby. Then you had Evgeny Malkin fighting at the end of the second period with Patrice Bergeron. Just things you wouldn't expect from the stars, the captains of the Pittsburgh team.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely not. Not at all. So it's crazy. Crazy to see that kind of a finish and just the sloppy play, the Penguins just undisciplined and the things that you didn't see from them before, so that not expecting that heading into this. They came in averaging over 4 goals in the playoffs, but they just couldn't solve the riddle. And so, you know, it's another day, another game. And in the playoffs, you know, you lose, you just got to win them. You lose enough games, you string enough losses together, and you are out in the blink of an eye. And they certainly all know that. Speaking of playoffs, this is big because here again, some people were saying that the Heat was just going to roll because they got the best player in the league in LeBron James. But, hey, look out. Roy Hibbert is somebody who knows how to play that center spot, and he has big reach. Talk about a wingspan, and it was key because now there is a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs between the Pacers and the Heat. But Roy Hibbert was heavily criticized for using a couple of different homophobic slurs, and then he swore as well at some fans. The NBA decided, well, that's inappropriate and vulgar, so we're going to fine you. But the funny thing is, they fine him $75,000. He apologizes, all that kind of stuff, and says it shouldn't have happened, and all of that. But in the end, $75,000 is just a drop in the bucket for this guy. To you and I, I'd be like hyperventilating. To him, it's, you know, it's like $25, seriously, with the kind of money that he makes. So they blow out the Heat in Game 6. Game 7 is going to be so awesome to watch. But still, I think he's going to be dogged with this a little bit. People are wanting to know because he swore at some media when he was doing the media thing at the end of the last game. So Roy Hibbert had this to say.
What was it, Game 3 here? I really felt that I let Paul down in terms of having his back when LeBron was scoring in the post or getting to the paint because they stretched me out so much. No, But, you know, I wanted to be there for him. You know, he's the future. I mean, I think he has a chance to be MVP of this league next year. And, you know, every guard needs to have a big guy to have his back. So, you know, I'm that guy.
All right. He is that guy. And he ultimately, despite the little slip-up here, this is it. When it's do or die, You're either going home, setting up tee times, or you're moving on to the NBA Finals, which would be huge for Indiana. The fans would go crazy if that were the case. And after waiting for so long and to go up against the Pacers and not necessarily get that respect in the beginning, you think of Monday, that's it, you know. It tips, we're talking 8:30 Eastern, and somebody comes out where they're leaving and somebody else comes out where they're waiting to take on the San Antonio Spurs because they're chilling on the sidelines after they knocked off the Grizzlies 4-0 pretty easily. And so it's either the Spurs and the Pacers or the Spurs and the Heat, and that's it for the NBA. It
might be an all-time ratings low.
I know. I was thinking
that. San Antonio, Indiana.
How bad would that be?
But, I mean, you know, I don't follow the NBA that much, and I think it would be kind of fun to see Indiana beat Miami. Not that I would probably watch it, but if it's close in the final minutes, maybe I'll put an eye on it. But there's not a chance you're going to get me to watch San Antonio, Indiana.
Sorry for all our Indiana listeners and San Antonio listeners out there.
I mean, they got Paul George, who I had never heard of until about 3 weeks ago. You know, he's blowing up this month, this whole
playoff run. Oh, yeah, they have a fun little exciting team. There's no question about it. Hibbert's good, yeah.
Indiana kind of reminds me of San Antonio because they're kind of quietly go around. They got the big guy, they got a couple of guards that can shoot. It's similar styles in play where they don't have, you know, this all world star like LeBron James.
Yeah, that's true. That's what your big difference is.
Tim Duncan's not very flashy.
No.
Parker's not very flashy. Ginobili's not.
No. And that's your three kings right there. And this may be the last time for them because you have Tim Duncan at 37 years old. They haven't been back to the finals since 2007. So this is big for them to be back there, you know, with a chance to win another championship. But Matt's right. The people in New York who schedule the NBA, If they were telling the truth, they would much rather see Miami in this than Indiana. So for that reason alone, I am voting for the Pacers. I want the Pacers to win. Oh, yeah. Climb over the wall. I'll meet you on the other side.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
America Tonight in just a second with me, Kate Delaney. But first, you want to get really, really upset? You want to really, really feel furious about what your government is doing? And listen, I am not for no government. I'm not. I'm for a smaller government. I think the government is frankly out of control, too big. It's like multiplying like rabbits, those positions. We're in trouble. We have to furlough people, but let's keep hiring people to do the same job that five other people are doing. And the IRS is the worst at this. So we hate the three dreaded letters even more now. They definitely targeted Tea Party groups and conservative groups. They didn't get the most favored tax-exempt status, weren't really considered for it, many of the groups, because they dragged them out and came up with crazy questions. And we know this to be true, and all the details are starting to flood in. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's just the facts. So anything to do with the IRS is going to pique our interest. And the a government watchdog group has found that the IRS spent $50 million to hold 220 conferences for people between employees between 2010 and 2012. Here's the thing that's infuriating. I mean, if you had to have conferences because you have to meet in a certain area because it makes things smoother. There's reasons for it. You're in a classroom. You're teaching people what they have to know, and it's making it actually smoother and cheaper to do it this way. Not every conference is evil and awful and all that kind of stuff. But when you find out details like this one, there's always one that just blows your mind. Anaheim, California, $4 million. Picture, August of 2010. They didn't even try to get lower room rates, because usually you can do that. You negotiate, somebody's in charge, and they get lower room rates. That's what the government does. They're supposed to do it anyway, right? So 2,600 people went to this. They got baseball tickets. They stayed in presidential suites that cost $1,500 to maybe $3,500 a night. And here's the part that's really going to set you off, because this is the part that I thought, man, I wish I spoke at this conference. Because I do that speakers thing, you know. Really, a lot of times it's for fun. So 15 outside speakers were paid $135,000 in fees, so in total. So you start to do the math on that. But check this out. There was one speaker who talked about leadership through art. You know what they got paid? Your money and mine, because this is taxpayer money, right? $17,000. $17,000. This is crazy. So the IRS is already just hated, and now this is coming out. More details are coming out about this. This is so inappropriate. It's unbelievable spending that much. And maybe now they're watching it, because I believe they are. Danny Werfel, who's the new acting commissioner of the IRS, is certainly going to criticize that Anaheim meeting, and he has. And if he wasn't there then, he wasn't in charge, so that's what's going to happen. He's saying it's unfortunate. It was a previous era. There were legitimate reasons for holding the meeting, but the expenses were inappropriate and they shouldn't have happened. Really? Well, thanks. We appreciate that. There you go. And I'm sure we'll find out more sordid details. So my new hero is, shockingly, Daryl Issa, the congressman from California. He is the wealthiest congressman that we have. But the thing about Issa is, the more that he, on the House Oversight Committee, the more that he scratches, the more he uncovers some things that doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, doesn't matter if you're a Republican. You're just hopping mad when it's all said and done, because he's finding some details out that we should know that are ridiculous. There have been other things that have been reported over the years leading up to this where you would think that somebody holding this meeting would say, you know what, that's a little excessive. You know, that's going to red flag us. We're in a recession. 2008, this is 2010. People are hurting. We can save a little money here. Why are we doing this? Sure, if they have to hold the conference, but they have to go over the top with it. Come on, give me a break. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So the first thing that we get comes from Andy in Los Angeles, who says, Kate, it is hotter than hell where I live in California. Why? Not too far away. A wildfire has really ripped up a lot of land. So far, 15 houses officially have been destroyed, but I think it's much higher. My neighbor and I were talking. We haven't been evacuated yet, but more than 3,000 people supposedly have been evacuated. It's very, very scary. And I live just north of Los Angeles. And we're hoping that a lot of people come here and help our fire crews, because we're in big, big trouble. And it doesn't look like there's any rain in sight. Just wanted to keep you up on what was going on in L.A. Yeah, there's 440 square miles or more than that, because they have that whole dry brush that's in the Angeles National Forest, those mountains and canyons. And they say some of it hadn't burned since the 20s. So this is bad. And it's probably really thick, and it was pretty fast. I mean, it had the oxygen it needed. So it's really grown in size. And when you have old, dry fuel, is what they're calling, because it is like fuel, then it's going to go up quickly. And you've got the fire crews. I'm sure that you have fire crews that are coming in from other areas, because the brotherhood of firemen is pretty incredible, and they know they're always ready to chip in Southern California. A lot of the land is not occupied, but there's a lot of populated areas. Obviously, he didn't say where he was, but I guess north of downtown is pretty bad, and that's what he was saying. That's where they evacuated most of the people. The number he said, 3,000, give or take, and they're talking about 700, 800 homes, and they're not letting them return until maybe even, you know, they're saying maybe Monday, but possibly Tuesday. So they're dropping, they're doing that water dropping thing that they do from the planes, and they're sending the crews out there to knock down anything they can. Got another one here from Ann, also listening to us in Anaheim, and says, Kate D caught the headlines this morning. You might have caught them too as well from the LA Times. It's a nightmare. We're talking about some really Santa Ana gusts. And the firemen who are exhausted, a lot of our forest is burning down, and it's very scary because it's close to a hydroelectric plant near our aqueduct, so there's even evacuations in that area. Forget camping, boating, and hiking. It's just too darn dangerous. Yeah, the fire that started at the hydroelectric plant was last week. It was heading into the weekend. I want to say it was like Friday or so. And they did evacuate people. I remember that we talked about it because they had power lines. That was a scary thing. A lot of power lines were down. So they're saying, this is the other thing, you know, who thinks of this? I wouldn't have thought of this because I don't live near a mountain. But when you have these kind of fires and they're trying to dump the water on them, they're trying to surround them, trying to contain them, what about the creatures that live in those forests? They're telling people to be careful about rattlesnakes and bears because, of course, they're going to be chased out. Bears are going to leave their natural habitats to go closer to the humans to get away from the fire and the smoke and everything else. So the campgrounds, I would assume, most of them have been flushed out with the fire burning. And so it seems that's what the case is. And there's fires also, too, in places that I used to hang around in New Mexico. There's a place called Las Vegas, New Mexico, and they say there's a big fire burning there. There's a lot of wooded mountainous areas, and New Mexico has a really cool forest, the Santa Fe National Forest, which is, you know, a stone's throw from Santa Fe, maybe 20 miles or so, and that's been on fire too. It seems to be a southwest thing, although the two fires are completely separate, but the conditions were ripe for this. You know, they have to chase it down to know exactly where the start was, but you got a couple of uncontained wild fires going and winds of up to 25 miles an hour. That is never, ever good. All right, this one comes to us from Jake, who's listening to us in Austin. He says, when is John McCain going to learn? I really respect him for what he went through in his service for this country, Kate, but I have to say, as a senator, my respect for him is fleeting. Sneaking over to Syria to meet with the Syrian rebels, I don't get it. He's not going to run for president again, so why is he trying to put himself on the map? He doesn't do us any kind of favors by putting us in the middle of it and trying to force I don't know whose hand, because certainly this president isn't going to pay attention to that. Yeah, I would think they're trying to dance around it, in fact. There's so many other things happening, and we're trying to deal with our own monetary stuff here, and you have the scandals. It is the summer of our discontent, where there's nothing but an investigation going on every single day, some kind of committee meeting. So Syria is definitely on a back burner. But McCain's saying, hey, we got to help out with the no-fly zone, arm these rebels, something, because we're going to have a regional conflict on our hand if we don't step in and do something. You have the Russians supplying weapons to Assad, and you have Iran helping them as well. We need to be involved. Coming up, we're talking about numbers. We can count.
Yeah. What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
A woman who's known for saying, Archie, remember her, actress Jean Stapleton, who was, of course, the wife of Archie Bunker, Edith, in the 70s sitcom All in the Family. You see it on TV Land today. It still is around in syndication. Died over the weekend. She was 90 years old. So she lived a long life. It's interesting, her background. She made her bones with All in the Family, but she was also a Broadway actress, and she was the daughter of an opera singer and a businessman. She grew up in Long Island in New York City, and she was actually at one point a typist for the British War Ministry Office, and that's when, after that, when she started her career in the theater, and that ultimately led to her big role in All in the Family. It was one of television's most popular shows because it broke a lot of crazy ground. You know, they dealt with life, death, racism, sexuality, all kinds of things for the 70s too. It was definitely risque or groundbreaking or whatever you want to call it. She won 3 Emmys in the 70s for that role, and people that worked with her had nothing but great things to say about Jean Stapleton, who died at the age of 90. They say peacefully at her home in New York with her family by her side. All right, continuing along the path of numbers. This is sad, very, very sad, actually. But three storm chasers were killed in Oklahoma, names that some people know because they watch the Discovery Channel's Storm Chasers. Tim Samarias, his son Paul, and Carl Young were all part of a crew that were chasing down a tornado in El Reno, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, not too far from Moore, where 24 people were killed. So 9 people were killed during that Friday storm. They're saying now they might have 5 additional bodies. The specifics about what happened to the 3, they're not really releasing very much, other than you could see the truck that they had equipped with storm chaser kind of things that they used was mangled. I mean, it looked like somebody stepped on a tin can. The metal frame was just slammed, and somebody said they saw the truck get sucked up in the wind tunnel and was thrown 200 feet into a field. So you can only imagine what happened there. It just goes to show you that people who do it for a living and feel like they really know tornadoes and what they're going to do really don't know, because it's unpredictable. That's the thing. It's completely unpredictable. So almost anybody could put themselves in a situation where they feel like they're going to be okay, but you're just not, because you don't know which way it's going to move, to the right, to the left, it's going to dissipate, or, you know, whatever it might be. I almost hate to give this number, but this guy tops the list of my all-time lowlifes. But do you remember the name Joren van der Sloot? Remember poor Natalie Holloway, beautiful blonde, 17 years old, little Alabama girl going on that school trip, and she never returned. Everybody always thought it was van der Sloot. They just never nailed him for it. But he pled guilty to the murder of somebody else back in 2010, a woman that he killed in a Lima hotel room. So he's in jail, and now he's gotten married. Yes, the 28-year-old who is serving a sentence wed a Peruvian woman in the prison. And he still is, like I said, the prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway, but they haven't been able to come up with the right kind of evidence to really nail him for that. But he looked like he was going to escape this whole situation in Peru. He lost his temper, and then that was it. They had him and arrested him, and even all of his father's money could not get him out of that jam. Mm. Speaking of a jam and speaking of numbers, I think this is one of the worst stories I've read about parents' behavior. Kindergartners, they're young, they're innocent. Think of that age, that tender age, 5 years old. Kindergarten graduation, usually parents are emotional, going out to McDonald's or Pizza Hut or wherever afterwards. The kids are so cute. They're in little caps and gowns. Somehow in White Elementary School in Cleveland, 8 people had to be arrested last Friday morning. A fight near the end of the graduation ceremony broke out. There was gunfire, even, somebody said, but that was, I think, just rumors. The police said that there was an altercation between 2 teenage girls. It broke out, it got silly, and then other people jumped into the middle of it. So 8 people were arrested. They found a hammer and a stick. That was part of the evidence. They think that was there maybe to be used in the fight, but it didn't happen. The 8 people, by the way, were arrested officially on suspicion of aggravated rioting. What a shame. So those 5-year-olds get to see that. They get to see the craziness in the stands when they're so proud, trying to get their little diploma and get to the food and get to the loot. A lot of times people even have little parties and give them cards and stuff, but not that time, not if their family was part of the mayhem, because, you know, obviously there they would have had to deal with the whole jail thing. It's crazy. Man, crazy. I feel compelled to throw this in, as I am a tennis fan, so I'm going to do it. It kind of fits in a little sports shorts version of We Can Count. Roger Federer had a difficult time with a 15 seed, Gidi Simon, but he ended up winning it in five sets. I was watching part of that, and I thought, oh, he's going to go down. You got to be kidding. On the other hand, well, that just seemed to drag out the whole day, and it was the 140th win straight in Federer's quarterfinal streak, which is wild if you think about it. It's been 9 years since Roger Federer failed to reach the quarterfinals at a Grand Slam event. Serena Williams, our American phenomenal player on the women's side, needed just an hour to get rid of Roberto Vinci, and she is dominating at the French Open, so maybe there's a good chance we'll see an American win that. And, of course, we've seen that many times before. It's always seems to be the men that we're concerned about now since we lost a lot of the talented guys on the men's side of tennis, U.S. tennis. But the women seem to be holding up their own. Game 7 in the NBA, so the Heat with all of that bravado about LeBron James just couldn't get it done. In fact, they were routed by the Pacers in Game 6. How about that? So this is a very big Game 7, needless to say. You know, they won last year, and if you want a dynasty, you got to be able to string a couple together because everybody's going to always be compared to the great Michael Jordan, and LeBron James is no different. He's got to be able to pony up, and he didn't this time around. Like I said, Game 6 turns into Game 7 for all the marbles. While the Hawks routed the Kings on the ice, they have a 2-0 lead. There's all your numbers in their series. How about that? I'm rooting for the Kings, so the Chicago offense was on fire. 4-2 is what it was. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in Illinois, and maybe you're just a casual fan, and you might be a Blackhawks fan. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say, you know, my ultimate team is the Flyers, but I like the fact that LA's in it because they would be an underdog team now. It's been so long for them, but they. And that didn't look pretty good the last time out. And, you know, what do they have to do to stave this off? Might have to make a change in goaltending. I'm not sure if I would make that change or not. So we'll see if they come back in the next one. How's that?
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com 866-404-3663.